Welcome everyone to the blessings of Christ on this lovely Sunday, the 22nd of May. Oh, we have been really progressing through a very nice spring. At least I think most of us have. There have been a few natural challenges around, for the most part, it's been a lovely time. It's been a time of growth also, I noticed. In our personal lives, in our social lives, we're still going through a lot of transition. We're still going through a lot of adjustments to new patterns of living, new demands upon us for social consciousness. And now, of course, we're dealing with a little bit of a strained economy, which is not much fun. But just remember, God's economy is unlimited. And the real strain we're having with the human-made financial economy is that it's interlocked with systems that are being challenged. And perhaps they're not working as well right now. We just need to be creative, be open to opportunities, especially be open to service. And in this world of modern conveniences, don't forget that every worthy, profitable profession began at some point in time with service. That is the root reason for us to be here, to serve the creations of God. And that doesn't matter whether it's scientific, social service, teaching, health, building a house, whatever. It all has its foundation in service. And so as we make these adjustments, I would really, really recommend that you connect with your own service potential, your own service talents, inclinations, and abilities to focus in on that aspect of life. But we are here in the world, and that's how we connect our godly principle with the way we move in and for one another. Well, I was just chatting basically to give us a time to connect and everybody to be on the call, but I'd like to pause for just a minute and offer an opening prayer. The second tone for this. This is our time to be with Yeshua. This is our time to be with our Heavenly Father and to call forth the grace and the power of the Holy Spirit to open us up the doors and windows of our soul and to relax our body to receive. Heavenly Father, we know that it is your greatest desire to bring the kingdom of heaven to earth, that heaven and earth may be reflective of each other. We thank you for maintaining our connection with those who've already gone ahead of us to the heavenly palace. We thank you for welcoming them with loving grace and arms into so much praise and healing and joy. And we ask that you help us release our suffering to live without them, because there are so many people still here to love, who are still here to love us. We come together today to rekindle the passion of love and service that you have planted inside each one of us, that we may love one another, and that through loving one another, we may receive your love more fully and love you more deeply. We ask that you be with all of us and our families, the ones we care about, the ones we know, the ones we hold most dear, and then give us the courage to reach outside our own personal sacred circle to touch the lives of those we've never met and may never meet, but we can touch them in spirit because your spirit lives in us. We are here to receive that today and to rekindle it within ourselves. In the name of your blessed Son. Amen. Okay, everybody, let's come forth. We want to hear from you. I've got some things to share with you today, but I decided not to make it a whole time presentation because it's really kind of amazing how members of our community come forth and present exactly what's on the mind of everybody else. Then I respond and we get the job done. We get to a, by get the job done, I mean get to a higher place. That's what we do by sharing with one another, offering our spirit of gratitude, offering our sincere vulnerability to love and trust one another and seek the help of our Heavenly Father to get to these higher places. I've told you many times of different things I've done to get to the higher place, but I can tell you for certain, without going into particulars, it's a different place up there. You're still on the earth, and yet you're walking on the earth. Your feet are on the ground, but it's a different place up there. And when you're agonizing about the world, I really, really recommend you remember the words of Yeshua when he said, I am in the world, but not of the world. He was letting everybody know, I walk in sandals on dusty streets the same as you do. I eat bread for dinner. I sleep on the ground on a mat just as you do. But I look up at the stars, and I don't just look at the stars. I elevate my spirit to where I'm joined with the angels and my Heavenly Father. And if he couldn't do it walking on the streets of the Holy Land, he would go to the desert where he was not distracted by the conflicts, the cares, and the competitions of the world. Because it's a different place up there. I created a seminar once called The Only Way Out is Up. And it's one seminar I would recommend to everybody to have in your library. But you can't spend the time studying or whatever. Just contemplate these words. The only way out really is up. The way out is not on the street. The way out is not fussing about it. The way out is not burrowing into the problem. Okay? Even Albert Einstein said, you're not going to find the answer to the problem where the problem lies. We gotta go up. So, and he's not the only one that said that. So, the wisest people I've known of and listened to and read, they all said the same thing. You gotta go up. So, that's what we're here to do. Let's go up together. All right, I'm going to open the line to, let's see, who do we have on the line? Well, we have Elizabeth. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hi, Glenda. I would just like to ask for a blessing for my good friend, sister, who's just listening to us talk at this time. Her name is Lynn Amon. She's in California. She needs to.
You know, Elizabeth, can I interrupt? We've got a really bad connection, and I don't know what's causing it. Can you give me her name again?
Lynn Amon. Okay. L-Y-N-N. Lynn Amon.
Okay.
And if you can still hear me. Thank you, and if you can still hear me, I'm out on the beach. That's why there probably is just the wind.
Oh, it's the wind. Okay, guys.
And I've another friend who just passed over on his 81st birthday on Friday. His name was Ernest Van Treesch, and he was B.B. King's piano player, and we lost him. And I'd ask for a prayer for his spirit and soul to go to heaven on the wings of angels.
Yes.
And also, I just want to thank you so much for the blessing you gave me last week. I felt Yeshua in my life. Something profound happened to me. I can't explain it, but Yeshua's been so close to me. I've never felt him this close before, and I am so grateful. I have no words. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah. Well, with me, you don't need words because I understand. And thank God. And bless
yes.
God.
Wonderful.
That you're in that place. All right. You keep it up. All right. We're going to move on to, I think it's going to be Carolyn. Yes, it is. Hello, Carolyn. You may have to unmute your own phone. We can't hear you. Carolyn, are you there?
Okay. Hello. Well, can you hear me now? Can you hear
yes.
me now?
Uh-huh.
Good. I don't. A call came through. That was what the problem was. Just when I was talking, and I think that muted my phone. So, Glenda, thank you so much for everything that you do. I have three different blessings that I would ask for. The first is for my dear friend Les, who has a very important case that he's waiting for a court decision on, about insurance companies covering an FDA-approved laser treatment for wounds, and that's a really important case for him. And I would like
yes.
Yeshua's blessing for that to go well, and that he gets a positive decision on that. So that's the first blessing for my friend Les. And then the second blessing is for my beloved son Dominic, who is currently working for his dad's company that has some difficulties, and I would ask for prayers for those difficulties to be improved. But he really needs to find another position, and I would like Yeshua's blessing for that to go well, and that he finds something also that doesn't require him to be forced to get the vaccine. So that's the blessing for my son Dominic. And then finally, a blessing for me to keep myself cancer-free. I had breast cancer twice, and not get problems from any potential shedding I may have had from contact with somebody that was that was triple vaxxed. So those are the three blessings that I ask for, and I'm very grateful for all your help and for. And so, amazing, no words to describe, you know, what he's done for the world over the past several thousand years.
I know. And I, if you think, even recently, if you think about how bad the situation could have become with the mass epidemic that we had, not just an epidemic of COVID, but of conflict, insanity over the subject, lack of compassion, fear and dread, loss of income, financial decline. I mean, if you think about how bad it really could have been, we are blessed. My friends and I give praise and gratitude every day and tell God how much I love him, how much I treasure and cherish his love for us, that he can carry us through anything. So keep that faith and that joy up, and let God know how much you appreciate everything that's been done, no matter how much you've been hurt, my friends. And I'll tell you, I've been hurt a lot. It could have been worse. It really, really could have been. And I am so grateful for the blessings I have. I think it's just kind of a good curtain call to make. Okay? It also keeps you up, and that's where you need to be to receive more blessings. When we get fussy about things and say, well, all right, well, I got kind of this, but why is it still so bad, doggone it? You know, you stay down. My friends, you stay down. There's really nothing that will lift you up higher than love, appreciation, and gratitude. The only thing that will take you higher is faith and the love of God. All right, we're going to move on. And Carolyn, your loved ones are on my list.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a great week. All right, we are going to take Susan. Hey, Susan. I'm so glad you didn't fall off this time. We missed you last week. Susan, unmute your phone. We can't hear you. Susan, come on. We're waiting, Susan. Okay, well, we'll have to come back to you. I would love to talk to you, but we can't hear you. So we're going to move on to our next caller, which is Jerome. Hello, Jerome.
Hello, hello, and thank you for your light and love and peace and joy. I'm just asking for blessings for my family and also for my church today. Oh, we had the most fun at church today for loving each other and asking God to help each one of us so we could feel the energy. We felt the energy of the love between us, and it was just great. And so our church, our family, our state, our world, and the universe, which we are going to go anyway. And I've been out in the universe, so I know that's our home. But thank you for your love and light, and keep up the work. I love you. I thank you. You're a great spirit.
Oh, thanks, Jerome. I love you, too. And our community loves you, loves your joy, your spirit of faith and optimism, and the fun we have being with you. So you keep up the good work, too.
I will, and you too. Thank you. I love you too. Bye-bye.
Okay, love you much. All righty, bye-bye.
All right.
We're going to take the next caller. Okay. And the next caller is Tara Kim. Hello, dear.
Hi, Glenda. Hi, everyone. I just was following up to ask some additional blessings here. I was actually diagnosed with quote-unquote COVID today. I've had some pretty significant fever, and then also like difficulty swallowing and stuff. And so I'd really like that. I think my husband had it right before me, but he got a pretty light version. So he's doing a little bit better as far as that goes, and wanting to keep all of us with the blessing. And then also little Dakota, you know, to make sure he stays well and doesn't pick up anything from us too.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that, but you'll come through, okay. You'll come through, and you will have a natural immunity, which is the best kind. So,
yeah.
So just keep up your faith and keep your spirits high. Find things every day to rejoice in or laugh about. That is my constant recommendation for anyone suffering. Because it takes you up there. Just remember.
Yeah.
That's where healing occurs. I think what's been going on in the world, and perhaps in our country, even more than a lot of other places, is an exact illustration of how you keep staying sick. By staying down here in the muck, fighting, distrusting, complaining, fearing, hating, all this muck down here is what keeps us sick. This is an illustration. Yeah. Learn from it. I have come to the point where I realize that every challenge I have is an opportunity for learning. Every hardship I have is an opportunity for transcending. And boy, I've done a lot of learning in the last year. So I just leave that out as a general message, something to contemplate, something to think upon, because I know it's true. I've discussed it with Yeshua. I've discussed it with other extremely wise and knowledgeable people, and they say, yeah, don't stay down here in the swamp if you want to get well. So,
gotcha.
Okay.
Thank you, Glenda. Okay.
We love you, Tar Kim, and so glad you're with us and part of our community. Yeah. And I'm going to move on now. Iman is here. Hello, Iman.
Aloha, Glenda. I'm so happy to be here this morning. And happy and honored to be with you. I don't even know where to start, but I am encountering something very strange. And it has to do with coexisting with others that are sharing, the same or closeness space. And like you said earlier, that we are kind of now moving into different relationships, interacting with different people, making new connections. So this is something very interesting. And I honestly have to say, I don't like the person, but I have to kind of make peace with that because they live very close, like upstairs. And I just like to start with, before anything gets anywhere that's not where I would like to go, I would like blessings for this, like peace and blessings and release and everything like that. Just everything works according to God's will, not mine, you know, according to God's will. And I just want to get out of the way of this whole weird feeling that I'm having. It's not a bad thing. It's just not quite right. And I just would like
it's
just to
not what feels right to your soul.
Yeah, it's not just right. And I just would like to make peace and not, like, not having an interaction with a person. Is that okay to do? I don't know, because I know Master Joshua taught us to love everyone, which I do. But sometimes I think I need to love from a distance.
Let me correct you on that. He did not teach us to like everyone.
Uh-huh.
Big difference. There is never, ever a comment from him, from the Bible, from any teacher, master teacher I've ever read, nor from him to me. Never did he say, you got to like everybody. In fact, he was very strong on discernment, very strong on you cannot serve two masters, very strong on you have to make choices about who you will be with and where you will be. And so, no, he did not say, you have to like everyone. Okay? That's number one. And number two, we have, and I think women especially have this need, we think we have to have closure on things that didn't quite work for us. If something didn't work for you, go somewhere else. You don't have to have closure on what didn't work. You don't. It is not a law of the universe. It's not a moral requirement of our Heavenly Father. It is not even a good requirement for the principles of love. Probably the people you didn't get along with, that you don't particularly want to be with, don't want to be with you either. And they don't need closure. They don't care that you don't get closure. So why do you need it? Go somewhere else. Now, this is just, I'm just being Mama Glenda right here, okay, telling my kids, you don't need to get closure. What you need is to get yourself somewhere else.
Right.
The world is shifting right now.
Right.
It's shifting. And we're going to find that not everybody we came here with is the one we're going to stay here with or go to the next level with. So you need to find those you belong with.
Right.
That's your next job.
Right. When we first moved here, everything was fine. Like, you know, everything's still working out, but it's all great. And then the person that moved in, like, recently, he behaved badly towards me, period. And that just shows me the immaturity level that I cannot be forced to comply with. So I kind of kept my distance, you know, and I don't know at this point how to navigate this now, because I am staying here because I love it here. So I just would like to find a way where I still live in my blessings, in the blessed, which I choose. Glenda, I choose to live heaven on earth, and I'm going to live heaven on earth. And there is nothing and no one that can, you know, interfere with that. So,
good.
And that's,
so learn,
yeah, and that's
all right, the things you disagree with.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
I'm sorry, my dear, but we're in for a lot of disagreement before we're through with this social storm we're in. Learn to tolerate the things you disagree with.
Right. Can I keep my distance? Is that okay in this one spirit?
Of course.
Can I have to interact with this person? Is it okay for me not to talk to this person, but maybe smile and, you know, that's it? Is that okay for me?
Of course.
Is that okay in the one spirit? Okay, that's not an excluding someone, right? Because I don't want to do that either.
No. You are not. As a matter of fact, let me give you. Now, this is a prayer phrase because I don't have the scripture right in front of me. But there's a passage in the book of Matthew where Yeshua teaches the apostle. Well, he's just talking to them. And he says, "Now, I have told you things. I have not told the masses because they're not ready for it. They couldn't deal with it. And they would trample on it." And he said, do not put your pearls before swine. They will trample on it, and they'll turn back and attack you. Okay? Now,
yeah.
I would say that's a fairly realistic assessment of the world we live in. And those are from the words of the Master. He knows the reality of the world. He knows not everybody's going to like everything you say or do. Keep your distance. Don't tell everybody everything you know. And don't think you have to be close or familiar with them. Just learn to tolerate them. But remember, even though they may have a lot of growing to do, even though they may have a lot of issues to overcome, they're still children of God.
Yes.
At the core, you're not better than them, and they're not better than you. You're both children of God.
Yes.
Okay? But it's okay to not share the same room. It's totally okay. Because we're not going to all get along at the same time.
Right.
And I don't think there's anything worse than the hypocrisy of pretended affinity, pretended getting along, pretended social acceptance. Just have pleasant, positive tolerance.
Yes.
Yeah. An occasional smile, a hello, how are you? Walk on down the road.
Right. Thank you, Glenda. That's exactly what I have chosen to do, because I honor and respect myself. Not to lie, not to pretend, not to comply with something that, you know, inside of me is saying, that's not right for you. And this is where I stand right now.
It's about your dignity. It's about your integrity.
Yes.
And you have a right to defend that. And actually, Yeshua was teaching the apostles how to do that. Don't set yourself up for challenge by fools who are ignorant and couldn't possibly understand what you know, and they'll just attack it. I mean, I'm using my words, but that's basically what he said.
Yes. Thank you, Glenda. Thank you. God bless. Thank you.
You're welcome. And it's an everybody problem, Iman. Don't think you're the only one. You know, I think we've all been there at some point or another. For a lot of us, it might have been in junior high school. For some of us, we're in the workplace. But we've all been there.
Yeah, I too couldn't believe the level of let's just say, not a judgment, but discernment of immaturity from the other person. I couldn't believe it. So I just kind of like, I don't live there anymore. Please. We're all grown up now. We're all growing up. So please, let's just move on, you know?
Yeah.
That's how.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, dear.
Okay.
Well,
mahalo.
We've got other callers, so we're going to move on. And blessings to you, my dear.
Okay.
Thank you.
We have our next caller. I don't know who you are at this point, but you're from area code 858. Hello. Do you need to unmute your phone?
Yeah, hi. Glenda. Hi. This is Sandy in Wisconsin, and I am so grateful, so, so very grateful for the light that you are shining for all of us. And I just want to say to the previous caller that we have neighbors that have not talked to us for 13 years. and, yes, it's painful sometimes. But I am also in the position of what you have said, Glenda. And so it happens. It just happens, and we don't know why, but we do need to be true to ourselves. So, I'm calling because I am rereading my favorite book again, Love Without End. And I read lots of spiritual material. And I'm in the chapter that talks about structure. And I kind of get a lot of it. And I feel like I'm missing really, really the main point of it. I understand structure as government and time and having to do things like by rote. And I really feel like there's something bigger, much bigger, and this is important to me to have this discernment with structure. So if you could say a little bit about that, and then I also want to ask for a blessing for myself, for a skin condition that I have, that it is completely healed. And also a continued blessing. I've asked this in the past for a friend who lost her home in the fire, lost her daughter's home in the fire, and then her daughter died as a result of she just kind of, I guess, drank herself to death. This was in the West Coast, Oregon fires. So a blessing for Susanna and then for myself. And I'd like to hear, maybe you say a little bit about structure to help me understand this deeper.
Okay, well, Sandy, I'm so sorry to hear about the troubles with in your part of the world, the fires. And, yes, God has heard your request, and the blessings will be there to heal the wounds. On the subject of structure, well, it's a big one. I could offer an entire seminar on that subject, and I'm not sure where to begin with your difficulty in understanding, but I do appreciate your difficulty. I do, because it is a really big subject. So let me start by saying that structure in and of itself is not a bad thing. The fact is, we couldn't live without it. The entire galaxy is organized structurally to perform like clockwork. And we wouldn't want that changed because we might fly into outer space if it was. All of nature is organized by fundamental structures of the seasons and the movement of time in ordered measure and rhythm, and that is structure. Your body is composed of cells that require the cell walls to be there and be healthy. When they break down, you would either have inflammation, infection, or possibly, in a worst-case scenario, cancer. So, no, we don't want the breakdown of the structures God created. What we're going to see is the breakdown of structures that man created, because one of our greatest human flaws is that when we are given power, some people, if not a lot of people, start thinking they're God. And they're going to create mm-hmm. structures that they enforce as if they were God. Mm-hmm. Now, this is what Yeshua complained about, the degree of legalism that Judaism had fallen into. By the time he was born into an enforcement of theology that was all about just the law, enforcement of protocols, morality. It's got to be this way and that way, and if not, you're condemned. There's so many examples of the way he suspended judgment, one being the people who were stoning the woman accused of prostitution, and he said, "He who is without sin, step forward and cast the first stone." So he was breaking down the law into the reasonable understanding of life that is supported by compassion. So what he's referring to in that chapter is not God's structure. He's referring to man-made structures that have to contain within it flexibility. Now, I do want, I've got a few more things to say, okay?
Sure.
Now, within, one of the things that I really liked about the Constitution of the United States, which has been partially respected, but perhaps not as fully as it should be, and this was placed in there by Thomas Jefferson. He said, "Now we have done the best job we can to foresee the needs of the people, but be mindful that this needs to be revised periodically." Those are his words. Those are his, I'm paraphrasing his words, but it's there. You can go find it. Now, he was acknowledging the fact that we have to grow in our human understanding of life and not think we're God, because actually these structures that we create become the cornerstone of our arrogance. They become the cornerstone of our surrogate power, which is always flawed and always is the basis of judgment. So, to make the story short, that's it.
Got it. Yep. And that really helps me a lot. There's a structure from our Heavenly Father, and there's structure that when we misuse it, we use it for judgment. And
well, the judgment comes after we first structure it, thinking we have the right to do that.
Yeah.
Somebody disobeys our will, not the will of God. That's when we judge. Only God can judge.
That really helps me, Glenda. And just I feel like asking it here helps me. It will help me go into a deeper understanding when I keep reading. So I'm just very grateful for you and thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you. Okay. Now I see Susan Rabinowitz is here.
I changed my phone. Can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, that's good. I tried unmuting my other phone, but no matter what I was doing, I couldn't get through. I don't know what that's about. So I changed.
You know,
my phone.
That may be why we lost you last time.
Yeah. Probably.
It's good to have you back, Susan.
Oh, thank
Welcome.
You. Thanks so much. It's always good to be back. There were a few weeks that I wasn't able to be on the call, and I missed it terribly. So I just want to say I wound up with COVID, and, I was doing okay, but the remnants are some congestion. So if you can, put a little light around me, I'm doing my natural thing to work it through, and I believe I'm feeling better, but I could always use blessings. My son now has it, and his wife, who is pregnant has it, so some blessings.
Oh, my goodness.
It seems like it's really, and they're all vaccinated, and so am I, and boosted. But, you know, it seems like it's meant to experience. I mean, I guess it's been so many years, you know, the thought of, you know, scooting without that is probably not likely, and I don't know how many more years we're going to be dealing with it. So, you know, just to try to, like you said, build in a natural immunity for it and trust God for guidance in how to deal with it. And I have a friend who is going for an operation. She's going for a lumpectomy of cancer in her breast. Her name is Bonnie. And if you can give her some prayers, she's going next Wednesday for that. And she's a very close friend of mine. And then Phil, who is a friend who's, they discovered a mass on his chest, and they're trying to, you know, he's home now, and they're trying to make him comfortable, relieving, I guess, a lot of water that built up in his lungs, and blessings for him, too, and his wife.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, I would just say,
okay.
You know, that's
many blessings in your direction, Susan. And we know that as you receive them, you'll spread them.
Thank you.
You know, let's have a contagion of blessings, everybody. How does that sound?
Sounds great.
We need a 5-letter word COVID. We need a 5-letter abbreviated word for blessings. Contagion of blessings. I'll come up with something.
Excellent.
And let's make that more contagious than COVID.
Without a doubt.
It looks like something we're just going to go through until it's over. But if we move to high ground, if we stay on high ground, we'll get through it. And we will build up a natural immunity that makes us all stronger. And on top of that, it will make us a stronger community. And I don't just mean our blessing community. I mean our worldwide community, our human community. It will build understanding and blessings among us. Perhaps, wouldn't it be great if it just stopped the wars? Wouldn't that be a blessing?
Really?
Oh,
really?
My God. That would be awesome. Okay. Now, I've got a great announcement. Since we've been talking about blessings, Susan, thanks for, and you're in my, I just want to say you're in my heart. And you know, I had the fondest memory today when I was thinking about what I'm about to announce. I was actually having a spiritual conversation with Tony. Remember Tony?
Oh, of course, I talk to him all the time.
And I was remembering fondly your conversations with Tony in our seminars. And I was thinking, oh, gosh, that would be...
Absolutely. You know that when we would speak every day because of COVID, it created such a bond between all of us and him that I continue connecting with him constantly. Hello? Where? Hello?
Hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello, hello.
Well, I'm asking what happened to our host, and I hope we can't hear you, and I don't know if you can hear me. I heard Jerome just a moment ago saying hello, 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 but I have not been able to hear Glenda, so I'm wondering if something must have happened to the connection, and maybe it's a mischievous Tony, I don't know, or something. So, anyone who can hear me. I guess we're still on the call. So I'm going to end what I'm saying. And my name is June, and I wish you all the best. And we'll find out what the great mystery was either shortly or next week or on the recorded call. Thank you. God bless.
Hello, everyone. I'm so sorry for that little glitch. The phone dropped in my lap. I picked it up, and I didn't know that my son disconnected us. So I was just going on and on and on, giving you all my good news, not even knowing that it wasn't conveying. So I'm going to bring someone. I'm going to open the line to June. June, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Glenda.
Okay. Can you fill me in on where I was when you last heard me?
Well, it was a person speaking, and you were. I can't fill you in on where you were because you were answering a question and then you were not.
Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness! You, nobody heard anything I was saying. I'm so. Okay. Well, I got to start all over. My big news is that we are having a live blessing seminar.
Oh.
August 27th and 28th. Okay. And I had a lot to say about that and how great it's going to be, what we're doing, and what will come of it. So, you know what? I'm going to send out, we need to get into our blessing because even I should not talk over the line because people around the world tune in to receive a blessing about the time we offer it. We don't want to not offer that for them. So, well, I guess I just won't get to fully make that announcement, but I may send out, I will send out an e-letter, you know, a newsletter announcing it and announcing a call where we can all get on the phone and talk about what's going to be there. How's that?
That's good. Maybe it was a mischievous Tony from the other side playing with
I can't imagine Tony would do that, but he would be there if he could, and he will be there, I'm sure. It was just me. It was my fault the way I picked up the phone. So I'm really sorry about that, everybody, but we're all human. So we do need to get on with our blessing. June, did you want to ask a blessing?
Yes, I want to ask a blessing for my friend Arlene. She just found she's in remission from cancer, which is such wonderful news, but her blood, she has diabetes, and it's terribly out of control. So the saga goes on, but she's a wonderful, brave soul. Blessing for Arlene and for me again.
Yes.
For all of us who are, you know, dealing with COVID and with the,
yes.
You know, the difficulties of life.
Yes. And, Susan, apologies to you if I didn't finish properly on your call. I'm so glad to hear from you. I'm so sorry about the COVID. You're on my list, and I will continue my blessings for you and your family. Okay. And, June, Arlene is on my list, and you too. Okay, so we've got two more people. We're just going to go for your blessing request and not any further discussion so we can actually start our blessing at 4. Okay? And we have Linda on the call. Hello, Linda.
Hi. Thank you so much for what you do. And all the people who are on the call, thank you. My request is, hold on, my heart hurts lately, and I've prayed about it, but I can't seem to get clear on it, so I'm asking for a blessing for that I have clarity and a different understanding, a new understanding at a deeper level. Thank you.
Yes, Linda,
You have my blessing. You have the blessings of Christ, more importantly, and your Heavenly Father. We ask for clarity and strength and lifting you up from where that is a trouble. Okay?
Thank you.
And we're going to move on to Eva. Eva, how can we bless you today?
Hi. Yes, I got on the call quite late. I didn't want to ask a blessing. I've been sick this week, and my blood pressure's been erratic. I'm not sure what all's going on here. I hope to see a doctor tomorrow, but I think some of this is also emotional. I've been having trouble with some old stuff that's hanging around, so I don't know what's what. But I would like to have a blessing for myself, because I've had so many ups and downs here lately that I would like to be free and get on with what I would consider a better life. I'm not sure how that's going to work, but blessings for that.
Okay. You have them. You have them, Eva. And I would like to conclude my response to you and for the whole community and all of your requests for blessings. So often, our need for blessing stems not just from the world and the conflicts down here that we may find ourselves in, but it also stems from the inner conflicts that we have. And when you brought up the subject of erratic blood pressure, that triggered me to say this, because almost always erratic performance of blood pressure comes from inner conflict. And inner conflict usually comes from difficulties within our story, the story of our life, the story of the past carried forward and not being at peace in the forward place of our life. And so I just want to close with one, just one summary of our comments, our requests today, our sharing today. And that is that it's kind of like one of the last exercises we have in the Blessing Training Seminar is coming to terms with who we are eternally, without any identity, without any story, without any name, without anyone to call us a name or expect any kind of role performance from us. And what we come down to in the ultimate recognition of ourselves is, under any and all circumstances, I'm just me. I'm me. The last thing you feel when you go to sleep at night, you don't think of your name. I don't say, oh, I'm Glenda, and Glenda's going to sleep. You don't say that about Eva or John or Jerome. Oh, Jerome is going to sleep. We don't carry our roles or our identities into sleep with us. We don't wake up with our identities. We probably don't even go so much as to say, I'm asleep now, which would be the closest thing to me. Or we don't say anything about ourselves when we wake up. It's like, oh, wow, a new day, or I'm here. It's like me. It's just you. When all of your life settles down into a peaceful harmony, at the center of that harmony is just me. I would suggest you pray or meditate or sing or dance, whatever really gets you back to your center. Do that until the only thing there is me. And what you'll notice is that me has no conflict. Me doesn't. It's your identities and your roles
and your responsibilities and your duties that have conflict. Me has no conflict. It has none. It's me that's the child of God. And I think one of the worst things we ever say to each other when we want to be critical or claim somebody's being selfish is you say, well, it's just all about me, isn't it? Well, the answer is you better believe it's all about me, because me is better than Glinda. Me is better than anything I do in the world. Me is the child of God. Me doesn't have an identity. Me has no agendas. Me has no prejudices. Me has no rituals. Me has no limited perspectives. Me is just the center of what is a worldly storm. And me is at peace. Me is the one that goes to sleep. Me is the one that prays. Me is the one that wakes up. And when I die, when I pass out of this life, it's me that will go to heaven. I want you to make that little correction and adjustment in your thinking, because there's been some pretty negative twist put on that beautiful little simple word that all children spend their first 3 years discovering. Okay? Our lovely friend, Jerome, Dr. Jerome, is a pediatrician. And not only did he study the bodies of our little ones, he studied their psychologies and their heart and their brain. And he knows that it takes a little while for me to even emerge, because in the beginning, we're in a holy state of omnidirection. Dynamic perception. We see everything equally. It's panoscopic. Everything is just equal. So we want to watch everything. Everything is us. Everything belongs to us. And it takes a little while to cultivate me. And then me is the most innocent state of identity we'll ever have in our life. After that, it's me the name, me the person, me the one that owns this toy and you don't own it, me the one that can do this and you can't do that. put a twist on me. And that's where me becomes a problem. But you get back to the pure and perfect me. You are back to exactly what Yeshua told us. The kingdom of heaven is in the mind and the life of a child. It's that perfect, unbiased, unprejudiced, panoscopic little me. Get back to that. And you'll begin to see that troubles will dissipate, even if you can't rise to a higher place. And there's something very lovely about doing that, is that when you get back to that place, you just start floating to the top. You do. You just start floating up. Just remember, feathers float, rocks drop, angels rise. Demons go into the mud. Okay? I just want to leave you with those thoughts so that you can be there. Now, let's get ready for our blessing. Just be where you want to be. Be exactly where you feel most comfortable to receive and let go. There's absolutely nothing you have to do other than receive. In order to do that, you have to relax. Just be yourself, okay? Be yourself. Now, I want you to shake your arms and legs. Wiggle your back a little bit. Make sure it's fluid, because you're going to have energy running through your back
twist your neck a little bit to the degree that it's comfortable. Don't move anything out of place. Just do a little bit of wiggling. Shake your arms and your hands, and make a light, not a clenched fist, just a light fist, and then stretch your hands back and forth, stretching your fingers out. Yeah. And then put it to the back of your neck. Okay. Stretch that neck. Stretch, put it up along the back of your head and stretch that head and neck. Okay. Limber up. And doesn't it feel good just to rub your head? Uh-huh. It does. Okay. Now, don't cross any body parts. Just be stretched out, comfortable but stretched out, relaxed. And I want you to begin your four square breath. Just to remind you or those who are joining for the first time, there's nothing complicated or mysterious about the four square breath. It's just you're going to count to four. For an exhale. We like to do the exhale first because it relieves tension. That's the most important. And then it's also an act of giving. And you're going to exhale to the count of four, and it's going to be your count of four. I'm not going to count for you because some of us are fast, some of us are slow, and we don't have to be at the same speed. Just, it's important that you go to your count of four, though, because we're going to use that same count for the other parts of the square. Now, after you exhale, you're going to pause to give the gift to others, a chance to be received, a chance to be relieved, and yourself to relax after giving the breath. So you're going to count to four for your pause. Then you're going to start your inhale to the count of four. And remember, it's your count of four. Okay? And now you're going to hold the breath. You've inhaled. And you want to hold it to the count of four so that your body can really fully absorb the oxygen and the nutrients and the energy you've brought into your body. Okay, now let's do it without me talking, okay? Or at least minimal talking. Let's exhale to the count of four. Pause. Inhale to the count of four. Now, inhale to the count of four and hold to the count of four. Again, just do, with me being silent, you do it yourself. Okay? And continue as I offer my prayer to Yeshua. Dear Yeshua, beloved Son of God, Lord of life, transcendent master of human destiny, we behold your light, your love, your majesty, your healing presence in our midst. We ask that you be close and united with each person in our community and our community as a whole. We ask that you be with our breath as we inhale, as we hold it, and as we give it forth back into the world. We ask that you be united with our life, that we may live it at a higher level. We ask that you lift us up to where we can truly breathe the air of spirit and rejoice in the spirit of love. We ask that through us, you lift all of humanity up, if only a few inches, above where we are now, that we may find answers that were unavailable to us even a few moments ago, and that we may climb higher and higher until we get to a full realization of who we were created to be and how we came here to serve the creative fulfillment of our Heavenly Father. Now we surrender into your blessing, into your love, that you may wrap your arms around us, hear our prayers, the request of our heart, and the joy of our spirit, to be with us, to walk with us, to understand us more than anyone else understands us, who laughs with us and cries with us until the end of time, that we are family. And together we share, we work, we love, and we rejoice in life. To this state of union, we pray. Amen. In your sacred name. Blessing givers, will you join me now in offering the blessing? And everybody else, begin your personal prayer that the blessing may receive exactly into your needs and your desires, your hopes, and your dreams. Let us begin.
Amen. Amen. And amen. Your blessing has been given. Now, it's for you to continue receiving. Just be the blank slate. Resting, open to all possibilities. Not limiting yourself in any way. If you go to sleep, that's okay. That's fine. Let it be. Bye-bye for now. And I look forward to being with you again next week. God be with you. Now and always. Bye-bye.